Man.
The Spirit is here.
Woo!
Oh, here. I was quicker today, though. I'm getting better. I'm getting better. Man, welcome this morning, y'all. Give that band another hand. Oh, my Lord. Woo! I thought I'd wear a coat this morning, and it got hot in a hurry. Oh, my Lord. See, what y'all don't see is we get here, like me and Dad and my grandson Carson, we get here at about 7:45 in the morning. And then Mike shows up, and then the band comes. So we've already had church once this morning, y'all. Welcome to church. And we're glad to have y'all here. It's for those of y'all that are, because we've got so many new people, and I haven't had the opportunity to meet y'all. Welcome. And for those of you who don't know who I am, I'm Ricky Bowen, the fiddle player, sometime the bass player. I'm leader of the music. And then I'm also a minister, and me and Howdy take turns preaching when Corey's out of town. And he's in Torrington, Wyoming this weekend. He left. He'll be roping and ministering to those guys up there. So y'all lift him up in your prayers. But we are glad to have you here. You first-time visitors, when you came in, hopefully they gave you a packet. If you would, just fill out those first-time visitors cards in there when you get a chance. And then in just a little bit when we do tithes and offerings, if you would, come and put them up here in the bucket. And we'll give you a call one time. We don't call and harass you. We call and see if there's anything we can do for you. If you're looking for a church, we'd be happy to have you come regular to Williamson County Cowboy Church. So if you're new here for the first time, you've never been to Cowboy Church, and it's your first time, we're not going to have you do the hokey pokey or anything like that. We just want you to raise your hand so that we can welcome you as a church. So if this is your first time, y'all get your hands up, and church is going, oh my. Woo! Yeah. Man. Welcome. We're glad y'all are here. It's like I told somebody one time, they came their first time and I was preaching. I said, well, I'm not the regular pastor, so come back and see Pastor Corey preach. But we are. And welcome to the people that are watching us live. It's an honor to have you. I know that there's tons of people that have been joining us on the internet, and we're so excited to have y'all. It's a crazy world, y'all. Oh, my Lord. It's crazy. But I can tell you one thing. Our God is the most wonderful God in the whole universe. Amen? And I hope y'all came ready to expect. You came expecting this morning. Because you're going to get it. I have been fired up for a while now. And it's going to come alive this morning. So I hope you came expecting. One thing that we always do here. First of all, I'm going to do something real fast. We got some quick announcements, and I'm going to give you those announcements real quick, just so that by the end, we've already done that. Kids Church, just so y'all will know, I was informed that they've got it roughed in, and they're making headway. They've got the sheetrock done. So hopefully, by in a week or two, that we will be able to open that up, and on Sundays, y'all can start taking the tour. You've been seeing it from the outside, and we're getting close. Y'all, we're getting close. So, yeah, come on. Because if you're new here, you'll learn that we don't borrow money here at the Cowboy Church. Our pastor does not take a salary here at this church. We have faith, and we believe that God is our provider. You see, and when we sow seed, it comes back to us, and our church is the biggest giver you'll ever see. And our pastor and his wife are the biggest givers you'll ever see. So we learn how to sow, and that's what we're believing for. We're close. We still need some finances to finish that, but we're close. We're closer than we've ever been. And so hopefully you can start touring that. And today when we do tithes and offerings, if God puts it on your heart to give to the kids' church being finished, just be sure and put on that note, this is for the kids' building fund, and it'll get sent to the right direction. Banners. If you had banners up during the rodeo, they are out front out here. So please pick them up or you're going to start. Heidi said, if you don't pick them up in the next week, they're going to be used to start a bonfire. I didn't know we were doing marshmallows and hot dogs, but I guess that's a new church function. She said they're by the doors outside. She writes almost bad as I do. Also, real important, if you got kiddos, then Vacation Bible School starts July 27th through the 30th right here at Cowboy Church, 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. 5 years to 12 years old. So you want to see Miss Mary. Miss Mary's in the back there. Be sure and see Miss Mary about Vacation Bible School. Tuesday night is our Bible study here. It's husband, wife, male, female. You're welcome. We do it as a group. And we meet at 6:30, fellowship for 30 minutes, and then we start at 7 o'clock. So if you haven't come, I'm going to tell you what, it's an awesome time to get tied in, and we dig into the Word. It's not like on Sunday, but on Tuesday you get to dig in and ask questions and have input. And so please come see us on Tuesday nights. How about a round of applause for tithes and offerings right now? Yeah, the guys are going to start passing out envelopes. Y'all flip over into Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. When I was praying about tithes and offerings, I have two of my favorite tithes and offerings scriptures. And so I decided on one, and then I saw the other one that I hadn't taught on in a while, and so I thought, well, maybe I'll do that. And the Holy Spirit goes, no, this is what you need to do, and this is how you're going to do it. And I said, okie dokie, I got it. And it's really was neat, because I was like, well, I had never thought of that. Because that's how good the Holy Spirit is, y'all. When we learn to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say, He will guide us. And so we're going to start in verse 25. Because what an awesome time. You know, the craziness in this world right now, if you're having trouble financially, people are right now are not able, some of them aren't able to work. I can't imagine. What about their bills? So right now, people are starting to have anxiety about their finances. What better way? That's why our pastor Corey and his wife Jamie do not take a salary, because then we can teach about tithes and offerings and how to get in the economy of God. When you operate in the economy of God, God will bless your socks off. And we have to learn how to stay in that. So verse 25 says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, that what you shall eat or what you shall drink, not yet for your body, what shall you put on? Is not the life more than meat, and the body than the raiment? Behind the fowls of the air, for they sow, behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? You see, it's telling us that we're better than the birds, y'all. But they don't go, they don't work. But God feeds them. God provides for them. Let's read on, verse 27. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto your stature? In other words, when we start doing this, when we start thinking about this, does it make us better? Does it increase us? Verse 28. And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Y'all listen. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? Quit worrying. Quit worrying. Quit having anxiety. Jesus tell us right here, quit it. Stop it. Listen. But seek ye first. Wait, verse 32. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all. He knows what we need, y'all. We don't have to tell Him. I mean, He's there. He's paying attention. But He knows. 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek God first, y'all. When we're doing in Him, then it will be added unto us. But I like verse 34. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. In other words, quit worrying about tomorrow. God's got it, y'all. God's got it. Let's take care of today. And the Holy Spirit says that we're so worried, but then let's flip to Malachi, which is just one chapter to the left. And it's the page before the New Testament starts. Malachi 3, verse 10. Because when you look at, when we worry about things and worry about finances and worry about being provided for, but God, Jesus is telling us, quit worrying about it. Okay, so look at this. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in thine house, in mine house, and prove me now herewith. Now that word prove me, if you look it up in the Hebrew, it says to test me. God is telling us right here to test him. You bring all those tithes into the storehouse, and he said, test me. Do it, and I'm going to show you something. Now we're here within, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open ye the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall be not room enough to receive it. How many of y'all want a blessing that we get? We don't have room enough to receive it. Amen? Do you see how the two go together? Oh, my Lord. Quit worrying about it and start doing in God's economy and start giving your tithes and your offerings. And God said, test me. Come on, do it. And then he'll pour out more blessing on you than you can receive. I don't know about y'all, but I want to receive that in Jesus' name. Amen? Hey, with a big round of applause, y'all come give in these buckets. That's that. All right. Hey, we got a special this morning. Come on up, Miss Janet. How are you this morning?
Good.
Praise the Lord. All right. We're loaded on one side with helpers today, and this side's just vacant. I guess our helpers dropped out on this side. I don't know.
I'm so thankful this morning for the faithfulness of the Lord. You know, sometimes even when we ain't faithful, he's faithful. He's faithful who promised. And he will never leave you or forsake you. I want to sing this morning, There Was Jesus. If y'all know this song, sing it with me, okay? There Was Jesus. Every time I try to make it on my own, every time I try to stand, I start to fall. And every lonely road I traveled in, there was Jesus. When the life I built came crashing to the ground, when the friends I had were nowhere to be found, didn't see it then, but oh, I see it now. There was Jesus. In the waiting, in the searching, in the healing, in the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, where I've been or where I'm going, I didn't know, didn't see it. There was Jesus. For this child that needs amazing kind of grace and forgiveness, oh, I could never pay. Oh, I'm not perfect, but I thank him every day. There was Jesus. In the waiting, in the searching, in the healing, in the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, where I've been and where I'm going, even though I didn't know or couldn't see it, there was Jesus in the valley, in the mountain. There was Jesus. There was Jesus in the fire, in the flood. There was Jesus, always is and always was. Yeah. Oh, I'll never be alone. searching and the healing and the hurting, like a blessing there it is, the road to Jesus. Every minute, every moment, where I've been or where I'm going, even though I didn't know or couldn't see it, there was Jesus. Amen. There was Jesus. There was Jesus. Just say Jesus, y'all.
Amen. Y'all give Janet one more round of applause, please. You need some help there? You got it? I saw you run up there, man. You looking good. Awesome. Well, right now, we always dismiss. Is the youth going out today also? Yes. Okay. That might have been one of them, and they didn't want to sit in here, but sounded a little young on the voice, didn't it? But so right now, with a big round of applause, we're going to dismiss our kids and our youth, y'all. Woo, Jesus. I was, Howdy and I were talking. He comes back. He prayed with me this morning. He and I were talking because things have changed, you know. I mean, I don't know if y'all have noticed, and kind of things have changed a little bit. But one thing I did, but even here at church, because Howdy and I by this time have preached a lot. This time of year. And he and I were talking, and he preached a couple weekends ago when we were out of town on vacation, and then I preached in January here, and that's the only two times Howdy and I have preached. And like I said, by this time we've preached several times. And so it feels great to be preaching and ministering to you guys this morning, and I hope y'all are ready. Like I said, I hope you come expecting, because I am fired up. Our pastor, Corey Ross, is on fire, y'all. He is standing up for Christians. And it's time that we stand up. Amen. So if you're taking notes, I've got a title for a sermon for you. Now, and you know, Corey and Howdy and I always say, sometimes you got to love us. You got to love me on this. But the title of my sermon is, I'm Tired of This Crap. Now, and before some of you go, huh, or I'm going to tell Corey, I already talked to Corey. I called Corey the other day and I said, man, I got a title for the sermon, but I would never do anything that you didn't know about, probably. But I said, and I would never do it because I don't want to offend. But that's exactly the way I feel, y'all. I'm tired of this crap. And he started laughing. And he said, you tell them that you talk to me, and we are tired of this crap, and we had a good laugh over it, y'all. Now, for those of you who are word Nazis, and you look it up in the dictionary, because I did that too, the word crap means more than what you might think it means. It means fits with what's going on, the crap that's going on. Nonsense, junk, propaganda, rubbish, junk. Amen? So are you tired of this crap too? I'm telling you what, where's those words at? Dadgummit. Did y'all notice the words in that first song? Because I was listening to it this morning coming in. Because Joni hasn't, it's been a while since it's just been her leading worship. And so this is a song we hadn't done in a year when we did it. So I listened to it this morning. Well, I better listen to it. Make sure I remember it. But listen to the words, y'all. On the authority of the Holy Word, I rise up and take my stand. By golly, we need to rise up and take our stand. It's about time. It goes on to say that I'm the blood-bought child of the living God, who is the great I am. When we start realizing that, then we're going to stand up and we're going to take the authority that we have in Jesus Christ. Amen? And this message has been boiling for about 3 months because the Holy Spirit gave it to me in April. And then Corey said, I may need you to preach June 28th, so just be ready. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it back. He made it back. So I've simmered this message. This message came, I was watching the news, which that was a mistake, but it was early in all this junk. It was in April. And one thing that I heard a doctor say on TV, and I love doctors, and y'all know how we feel about doctors at Cowboy Church. We believe in doctors, but some of those doctors need help. And they were preaching, but I'm standing by the TV and we'd had breakfast, and he said, the only thing certain in this time is science. Science. If we follow the science, it will show us. And I kid you not, you know, God talks to us in different ways. The Holy Spirit guides us. One of the first times that I've ever had an audible no. And I was like, whoa. The Holy Spirit said, that is not right. So that's where I started with this sermon. So you tell me, certain is that they want us to use hand sanitizer. Nothing wrong with making sure your hands are clean. You want to buy a mask? Go get masks. Well, no, they ran out of masks. You want toilet paper? They ran out of toilet paper. You tell me how certain all this is. That's not certain to me, y'all. When I was in chemistry class in science, I saw guys blow up the lab. I saw guys catch the lab on fire. How certain is that? And you hear, oh, you should wear a mask. Oh, you shouldn't wear a mask. I read this morning. Oh, y'all. I'm telling you. This morning, I read a news article. And the news article says this. There are no randomized controlled trials with verified outcomes that show a benefit to healthcare workers or community members for wearing a mask or respirator. There is no such study. Likewise, no study exists that shows a benefit from a broad policy to wear masks in public. They tell us to wear masks, and then you read another news article that says there's no proof. Okay? Better yet, I have an expert to talk to. My favorite doctor in the whole world. My wife. She's a doctor. She taught research at the college level to masters, people getting their master's degrees in education. And so we had this conversation about research. Research depends on a theory and experimentation to support. Research can't prove things, just support or back up theory, because we're dealing with humans. She told me that randomized controlled trial is the gold standard. And yet it doesn't prove. There's not been a test done. You see, the reason it's a gold standard is because you have two groups, a placebo group and an experimental group. You have two groups. Neither one of them know what they get. So that's the gold standard when you do research. But there's not been one done on the mask. But they say, wear the mask. Is that certain to y'all? You know, Corey told the story that I had told him last week about this young man that I play fiddle with some, and his girlfriends, some of her best friends, six of them, just graduated from nursing school. And they were going to work for the hospital, and they tested them, all six of them, and they all tested positive for the Rona. That's what I call it, the Rona. They tested positive. Well, the lady that issued the test was smart enough to go, wait a minute, that makes no sense to me, six of you testing positive. So she ordered six new tests, but she didn't open any of them. She sent them in to the testing people just like they were. They tested them and the results were positive, six of them. I'm not saying that the virus is not a real thing, y'all. But just like Howdy prayed with me this morning, and what he prayed this morning is that when you come on this property, that virus is dead when it comes through that gate in the name of Jesus. I'm tired of being told what is certain when it then somebody else says, no, this is certain. And y'all, a lot of y'all know me. I'm a baseball nut. I love the Texas Rangers, and baseball starts next week. I'm so excited. Amen. Woo! But their biggest hitter, Joey Gallo. Guy can hit some home runs, man, 500 feet. Big. Well, for those of you, never mind, that's another story. To start baseball summer training, all baseball players, Major League Baseball players, had to take the test for the Rona. They did, and this was in the news, he did a saliva test, came back positive. So he can't go to camp. The next day, they did a nasal swab, which, if everything I've read, the understanding, nasal swab is supposed to be more accurate than the saliva. The nasal one tested negative. So the next day, they did a saliva test again. Well, guess what it did? It tested positive. But that's certain, y'all. Is that certain? No, it's not. But I'm going to tell you what. What the Holy Spirit showed me is, you know what Hebrews 13:8 says? Is that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, y'all. That is certain. That is certain. And I will tell you that God, in 2 Timothy, it says, God did not give us a spirit of fear, right? He gave us a spirit of power, that power that we, y'all, need to start drawing on. The power of the name of Jesus, the name that's above all names. He gave us the spirit of love. But you know what? As a church family, the people that don't get what we get, that don't understand what we understand, we need to love. We need to love on them. You know, this week, God put different people on my heart I hadn't talked to in a while, and I just called them to visit with them. I said, man, how are you doing? How are things going? Y'all listen to God. He'll use you to reach out and just say, because we're not in fear. We're taught. We don't have to be in fear. We know what it's about. But we can encourage others. So we need to have that love. And the last thing is sound mind. Oh, my Lord, you better have a sound mind in this time. Amen? Because the devil, he comes to steal, kill. He's the author of confusion. You see, he's using this, as Pastor Corey talked about, it's a demonic spirit. The devil's using this to get us all screwed up. He wants us mad at each other. He wants us fighting with each other. And so we need that sound mind. Amen? Man, y'all get fired up. Come on, I am. Don't make me do it for you. Man. And then you throw in 106 degree weather last week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. That's enough to tick you off. Woo! Live in a fifth wheel during that time. That'll really make you warm. Y'all ready for the sermon? That was just my opening. You think I'm kidding, don't you? You see, because during this time, there are five things today that I want y'all to get that are certain. Y'all flip to 1 John. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. It's certain. I am certain of Jesus Christ. I am certain that His name is above every name. So in this time when they're telling us all these different things that don't make sense because, well, how can you say this if you say this? Well, you know, you say tomato, I say tomato. Well, which is it? It's the same difference, y'all. You got this doctor saying this, and you got this doctor saying this. You got this research. Oh, I saw a researcher on TV last week that said 1 in 3 young people might get it. Might? He's on national TV saying 1 in 3 might. And we hope. I'm like, that doesn't make sense to me. It does it to you? I mean, if it does, we'll talk afterward. 1 John chapter 5. I can't. The loneliness and what's being caused, y'all, by all of this. people that are being stuck in nursing homes, the loneliness, the depression of people that don't know if they have a job or not, the anxiety. Folks, that's every good and perfect thing comes from above. Well, I guarantee you that's not good and perfect, is it? No, we know it comes from the devil, and he's using it to get us messed up. And as that song says, we have to stand up and we have to take our authority. So, verse 13. These things I have written unto, what does that say right there? You. These things I have written unto you that believe. Now, if you look that word up in the Greek, believe means to entrust or rely on the name of the Son of God. So, I have written unto you that rely on Jesus. That ye is you. That's you, and that's you, and that's you, and that's you. It's not somebody else. May know. Now, everybody say no. Now, it's not, you know. You see, this is certain because it's telling us in the Word that you may know. And if you look up that word know in the Greek, it says to behold or be sure. Oh, wow. So that you may be sure that you have. That word have, it doesn't say maybe. It doesn't say might. It says that ye may have eternal life. That's life everlasting. And that ye may believe on the name of Jesus. Whew. I don't know about y'all, but that's good news. First thing that I want, the certain, number one, our promise. That's our promise. He's promising us. He's telling us, know that you know that you know that you know that if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, that you've got eternal life. Man, somebody ought to shout on that. That's good. That makes me happy. Man, because when you look at everything that's going on, doesn't that say, ooh, wow, I know that for sure because that's what the Word says. It says, know that you will have life everlasting. Amen? Verse 14, and this is the confidence. Now, that word confidence, it means, and if I'm going to read this out of the Amplified because I love this in the Amplified. And this is the confidence, the assurance, the privilege of boldness, the privilege, y'all, we have privilege, which we have in Him. We are sure that if we ask anything, make any request according to His will in agreement with His own plan, He listens and He hears. Verse 15 says, and if, in the King James it says, and if we know. In the Amplified it says, and if, or since we know. And I love that because we know. Positively, I know that He listens to us in whatever we ask. We also know with settled and absolute knowledge that we have granted as our present possessions the request made of Him. That's the second certain thing, y'all. Prayer. You see, when we pray, He answers our prayers if we're in agreement with His will. You see, like when we, if we're praying about being healed, that's the will of God. You look it up in 1 Peter 2:24, and it says, I am healed by His stripes. That's a will of God. Amen? If you look it up in 2 Chronicles, because right now we need to be praying for our land. Well, 2 Chronicles says that if we humble ourselves and we pray, we seek His face, we turn away from wickedness or sin, He'll do what? He'll heal our land. That lines up with His will. So when you pray that's according to His will, in agreement with God. Amen? I borrowed my wife's Bible, and it's the Passion Bible. And it's really neat because I'm going to read you just these three verses that we're talking about right now. Because I love what it says and how it says it. It says, I have written this letter to you. It's John that wrote the letter. I've written this letter to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you will be assured and know. And we know what that know means, right? Because we just talked about it. We'll be assured and know without a doubt that you have eternal life. You see, because the Word says in John that if we believe on His name, on the Son, we're saved. Amen? I receive that in Jesus' name. And then verse 14 in the Passion says, since we have this confidence, that bold assurance, that privilege of boldness, we can also have great boldness before Him, so that when we go to Him in prayer, we don't have to go, well, God, if you would please. I mean, like our land. No. Man, we're cowboys. We live. We stand up. It's what our Pastor Corey's teaching us. By golly, let's have some boldness. And let's stand up and when we go to God, say, God, we got to do this. And we know that Your Word says that if we seek You, that we pray, that we turn away from wickedness, You'll heal our land. Y'all, people need to quit panicking and start praying. They're practicing the wrong P, y'all. That's the letter P. Some of you. Verse 15. And if we know. Everybody say no. Do y'all know? Everybody say yes. Yes, you know. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we also know, everybody say no, that we have obtained the request we ask of Him. You see, the Word's telling us right here, we know that we know that we know. We've got to get a hold of that. We've got to get a hold of that and say, God, I know that I'm saved because I accepted Your Son, Jesus Christ, because He died for me. Thank You, Jesus. And I know that Your Word says You'll heal the land. Man, that's what I'm believing for. That's what I'm praying for. Amen? So, the first one was our promise, right? The second certain thing that we have is prayer. And then if we're in the will of God and we pray the will of God, He will answer our request. Let's read on. Verse 16. If any man see his brother sin a sin, which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There's a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is sin and not unto death. Right here, we just got to remember, y'all, if we see somebody sinning or we sin, repent. Ask for forgiveness, let it go, and move on. That is something that Jesus did. He took our sin. Verse 18. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and the wicked one toucheth him not. Listen to this in the Amplified. We know absolutely that anyone born of God does not deliberately and knowingly practice committing sin. When you've been saved, and you don't go out go, oh, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. Yeah, we make mistakes. We sin. But once we're saved, you don't practice sinning. That was the old you. But the one who has got begotten of God carefully watches over and protects him. Christ's divine presence within him preserves him against the evil, and the wicked one does not lay hold, get a grip on him, or touch him. The third certainty that we know is He's our protector. Amen? It tells us right there. Because we know that at the name of Jesus, everyone, every demon has to flee. That's our protector, y'all. That's our protector. Oh my. I hadn't looked at my notes yet. This is the first time I thought I better stop and make sure. When we talk about being protected, not only does He protect us, but He protects us spiritually. And you see, that's what we need right now. That's what we need with what's going on in our world. You know, as I was praying and preparing, and I was thinking about our protector, that people go through stuff in life anyway, because the Word says that we will go through trials and tribulations, right? So before all this junk ever started, people were dealing with stuff anyway. And then all this crap started, and people are having to deal with not only the stuff they were dealing with before this, but now they're dealing with what they're having to deal with. You know? But thank you, Jesus. He's our protector. That I'm certain of. Everybody say amen. Are you certain of that fact? Yes. The Word tells us, I know, this is certain. This is not, well, you do this. No, you do this. No, the Word tells us right here, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. Stinking devil, you can go back to hell where you came from. Amen. I'm tired of seeing people torn up and cowered down, and it's time that we, as Williamson County Cowboy Church, just in line with what our pastor's been teaching, is that we stand up and we take a stance. And we say, dadgummit devil, you get the heck out of here. My goodness. Verse 19. And we know. Everybody say, we know. Now, y'all didn't say that with any... Everybody say it a little more with feeling. We know. There. Yes. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. You see, we know that the devil is over the earth, that he is the wicked one. But man, when we're of God, we don't have to be like that. We have the promise. Oh, wait a minute. We have the ability of the prayer. Oh, wait a minute. We have Jesus is our protector. Whoo, man. So it tells us here, and we know, everybody say we know, that we are of God. Y'all, the fourth certain thing I want you to get is that we have a place. We have a place. We're a child of the Most High God. Woo! Man, we have a place in God's eternal family. Man, I don't know about y'all, but that makes me happy. As y'all can tell, I'm calm right now. Man, y'all, when you start looking at these, the promise, prayer, the protector, we have a place in God's family. How can you look at that? Quit looking at it. I had the best week, and I worked my tail off this week. Thank you, Jamie. Jance and I did Jamie's flower beds this week, and we shoveled rock for hours. We were sore on Thursday. That's another story. I had the best week I've had in a long time, and you know why? My mind was clear. My mind was on God. My mind was on, I have a purpose. I have a place. I have a protector. I can pray. I have a promise. Yeah, it was 106 degrees and it was hot. It was hot and brackish, like they say in Louisiana. I had a friend, he taught me, said, hot and brackish this time of year in them swamps. Woo. It was hot. But you know what? It was the best week because I didn't look at stinking Facebook very much at all. I didn't look at the news at all. I listened to praise music. And for those of y'all that know me, I'm a musician, so I listen to praise music. But I listen to Western swing. And I listen to jazz because it's music, y'all. To me, it's the melody. It's the music. People go, oh, you're a pastor and you listen to that kind of music. Get over it. I'm telling you what, get over it. I'm so tired, you know. Because, man, if you listen to the melody of Western Swing, yeah, listen to the words, and it could be depressing. But who listens to the words? I listen to the music, man, because it swings. See, it's okay. It's been a good week because I quit looking at that crap. And you know what? Life is so much better. Man, you know, it cooled off later in the week. Isn't that something? When you start occupying your mind with right things and you quit looking at the junk that's on TV, the junk that people are spewing, we have to have a sense of humor. Yesterday, Laurie and I went to Marble Falls. We went to HEB. Yes, we wore a mask. I looked like I was robbing the place because I refused to wear those masks. I wear a bandana, you know, because it doesn't fog up my glasses. And I do it out of respect to the store because that's what they say. That's another story. But we go by, get Chick-fil-A for lunch. So we're in the long line, you know, and we're sitting there. And this girl walks away. The girl that we paid in one place, and we get up here, and this other girl goes, order for Rick? That's, yeah, whatever. And she said, would you like to check your order? And I went, no, oh, no, no, no. You have trusting eyebrows and eyes. Thank you. Some of you got it. Thank you. It was a young kid. She goes, I said, well, I can't see your face. You don't have, I can't tell if you got an honest face or not, but you got an honest eyebrows and eyes. Thank y'all for that. Because what do you say? You know, used to, if you were just making a joke, oh, you got an honest face. Well, all you can see is this. I mean, you know, you can't tell a whole lot about a person by that. And then we get to the, oh, close to the window. And you know, one thing that bothers me about that is you can't see if somebody's smiling. I mean, some you can by their eyes. But most of the time, one thing that you can tell, in my wife's vernacular, you can tell if they're cranky pants or not. And there was a girl, and we're watching, and she goes to the window to get the food, and she's going. And Laurie goes, oh, she's cranky pants today. But see, we have to get that sense of humor back, y'all. It's time that we get rid of the junk, and we take our lives back. Man. We can't let this go to us. Because the Word says that we know, that we know, that we know, that we know. Amen? Verse 20. And we know. Everybody say we know. That the Son of God is come. And He hath given us an understanding that we may know Him that is true. That word true, if you look that word true up in the Greek, you know what it means? True. True. It said true and truthful. I thought, well, okay, that's it. But also I did was because one thing, when I get words like that, I look them up in the dictionary. And I looked up the word true in the dictionary. And I love this, y'all. Listen to this. To know Him that is authentic or is real. That's what true is. The real. And we are in Him that is real, even His Son, Jesus Christ. He's not an imitator. He's not a copy. He's the real, the true, the authentic God in Jesus Christ. Whew. See, because the Word says that Isaiah prophesied, here's our fifth certain. Isaiah prophesied that Jesus would be the prince. Jesus is our prince. Y'all, He's the Prince of Peace, the peace that passes all understanding. When we know that we know that we know that we know that we have the promise, first and foremost, eternal life, that we can pray. And if we pray and we agree and in God's will, He will grant us our request, that He's our protector. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That we have a place, when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, that we have a place reserved just for us. For Ricky, for Sharon, for Howdy, for Kenny. Yes, we're a member of the eternal family of God. The child of the... We're a child. Say, I'm a child.
And
that's right, of the Most High God. Amen. You see, and we know the Prince. Jesus was sent for us. He's the Prince. What do we need to do? Two things, and I'm going to start closing. What are you laughing for? Somebody laughing over here. It's rude. How do we do? So how do we know that this is certain? We know that we believe that the true, the authentic God, we know that. So those that are struggling, what do we need to do? Corey said something a while back that I wrote down in my notes. And he was talking about roping. And I don't rope. Trust me, you do. My Chance tried to teach me one time. It wasn't pretty. It's made more for a fiddle bow than it is a rope. But he said, when I have trouble roping, I go back to the basics. And I've taught fiddle lessons since I was 16 years old. I'm 50, almost 59. I've never missed a year teaching. I still teach. And one of my students that I taught became a professional musician and was traveling and playing. And he called me and he said, man, he said, I'm in a slump. He said, when I play, it doesn't feel right. It doesn't sound right. It comes out. I play the same thing, you know. And so I said, come see me. So he drove about 8 or 10 hours and he came down. And we didn't get a fiddle out. We lived out in the country. Then we got in a pickup and I started putting CDs in. And I started playing different jazz people and different things. And I said, listen, what are you doing? Listen. And he goes, oh, y'all, that's what we need to do is get back to the basics and start listening to God. Amen? That's the problem. We've let the devil confuse and mess up to where we don't hear God. We've got to learn to get back to the basics and start knowing that you know that you hear, that God will talk to you if you listen. The Holy Spirit will move you, but you got to get back to the basics. The other thing that'll help us, and those that are having trouble, the most precious thing, the blood of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus every day. Every day. Man, back in Moses and Aaron time, even in the Old Testament, God told them, kill that first lamb, take the blood, rub it on the doorpost and over the door, and I will pass over and protect you. Well, see, Jesus is the Lamb. He shed that blood for you and I. So when we plead the blood of Jesus, that's the strongest protection that you and I can have. My wife and I, when we have breakfast in the morning time, that's the first thing we do. We plead the blood. We plead the blood over our kids, over our grandkids, our parents, us. You gotta know, and then we go on about our business. It's done. You don't have to worry. You don't have to have anxiety. Amen? Get back to the basics and start pleading that blood of Jesus, because that's the protection that we have. You see, the word in a song that Laurie and I were talking about, and we sing it. Joni sings it here at church, called Praise His Name. It says, I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. Well, right now, we're going to play a song that the Holy Spirit, Laurie's favorite song, and yesterday, the Holy Spirit goes, you got to play it. Because it's about time that we overcome by the word of our testimony, y'all. And it's called Raise a Hallelujah. Amen. We got to raise a hallelujah right now and start getting back and overcoming with the word of our testimony. Because when we start raising a hallelujah, woo! Come on, y'all. I'm telling you. If you know this song, sing, but I want y'all to clap. I want you to listen to the words of this song. Louder than the enemy, y'all. Come on, we want to raise a hallelujah. Raise a hallelujah. I raise a hallelujah. I middle of a storm. Man, I'm going to sing in the middle of a storm louder. Up from the ashes. If you know it, sing. If you don't, hum. I don't care, but make a joyful noise. Come on. Woo, praise you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. I raise a hallelujah. A hallelujah. He's a hallelujah. On me. Yeah, I love it. Somebody shout, fear's lost its hold on me.
In the middle of the storm.
Louder and louder. Up from the ashes. Hey, y'all, the King is alive. Come on. Woo! Father. Yes.
Let's sing a little louder. Sing a little louder. In the presence of my enemy.
In the presence of the enemy, y'all. Don't be afraid to raise a hallelujah. Of the enemy, sing loud, praise him, hallelujah. In the middle of a storm, louder and louder. Thank you. Hey, amen. Y'all can sit down. You see, when we raise a hallelujah, it all goes away. We're praising God, and that's what takes it away. Amen. Have y'all had a good time this morning? Did you get something that you know, that you know, that you know? You know, and if you don't know, now's the time to know. You know, we'd never do a service without giving somebody an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. So right now, with every head bowed and every eye closed, if you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, man, don't put it off. Make it today. You see, we're not going to make you come down and do something at the front. We're just gonna, you can do it right where you're at. And we're going to say a prayer. And I want to have you say that prayer out loud. But the believers are going to say it with us. Because this is a time of all times that believers need to know this prayer. Because they can lead people to the Lord at work or in QT or wherever. Because believe me, the opportunity exists if you start looking. We start listening, we start looking. So with every head bowed and every eye closed, if you've never accepted Jesus, and believers say it with us, say, Father in heaven, I open the door of my heart. I ask you to come in and save me. Forgive me of all my sins. Thank you, Father. It's the promise. The promise of salvation. And I receive that, Father. Thank you for being my protector. Thank you for answering my prayers. And thank you now that I've accepted you, that I'm in the family of God. Thank you, Lord. I love you. In Jesus' name. Now, with every head bowed and every eye closed, if this is the first time that you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, the first time you've said that prayer, the Word says to, Jesus says to acknowledge me before man, and I'll acknowledge you before my Father. So right now, if you just accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, on the count of three, I just want you to put your hand up real quick, acknowledge it, and I'll see it. We're going to hand you a Bible real quick, and then you can put it right back down. Be very bold. One, two, three. Anybody? Be bold. Anybody? Oh, thank you, Father. Praise you. All right, everybody look at me. That means everybody's saved here. And that's awesome. And that's a rarity at Cowboy Church, because almost every week we have people, lots of people saved. Thank y'all for the honor of being able to minister to you this morning. And we're going to have Pastor Howdy come back up, or come up this morning, I guess, for the first time.
25-7. All right. Whew, man. I don't know where to go with all that, but anyway. There was a lot of we knows in that sermon. And if it says we know, then we should know. And I was sitting over there thinking to myself, he's talking about those masks and hand sanitizer. And, you know, I'm all for all that stuff. And, you know, you do what's best for you. But there's one thing, you know, in life we know. You can run out of masks and hand sanitizers at HEB, but you never run out of God. Never. He's never. You never run out of Him. Never. He is such a good God. Oh, my God. That song. Love that song. I tell you what, there's one thing I've done here lately. It's listen to a lot of worship music. I mean, you get into that prayer closet, and you can't do nothing but listen to that music, and just, you're going to need it, let me tell you. You're going to need it. So you hang in there, and you know, just like Ricky was saying, you know, don't ever forget it. All those promises that God gave us. And you'll know. Don't let the enemy distract you at this point in time. You need to know that you know that you got it. It's like you were saying. We need to know. We need to know about the promises of God. We need to know what He has for us. And then don't get distracted by what's going on out there. Do not lose hope or faith. And have confidence in yourself. Amen. So proud of you guys. Just so thankful you guys are here today. And thank you, Ricky, for such a great message. Thank you for that song at the end. I love that. That's one of my favorites, too. As many of you know, and by the way, we will baptize. We got a few people who are going to baptize. They're going to get baptized after we're done. So if you'd like to hang out over there right after we're done here, feel free to just gather back over there once we get out of here. But as most of you know, Ricky does not take a salary here. Now, a few weeks ago when we did it, we had a special music. We didn't have special music this week. So if you're gonna give to Ricky, make sure you make it to Ricky Bowen Ministries. Am I right on that? Okay. So don't make it to the church. Okay. We didn't have special music today. We had special music a few weeks ago when I was here preaching. But make it to him if you'd like to give to Ricky. You know, cash or whatever. If you want your cash documented, get one of the envelopes. Put your name and address on there, so that he can send you a receipt and say, you know, thanks for giving, and he'll send you something that, you know, is a tax receipt. So, if you'd like to give to him, it's this bucket right here, cash or check. If you haven't given your tithes or offerings, put it in this bucket over here. And if you're a visitor, by the way, and hadn't filled out a visitor card, make sure you fill out that visitor card and put it over here. Okay, we're just gonna call you one time, say thanks for coming. So we really appreciate you guys. If you're new here, thank you for coming. And we've had a lot of new people since January. And since COVID hit, and, you know, we were sitting out there in those cars, and, you know, there's a lot of new, there's a lot of churches that shut down. There's a lot of churches that still ain't open. And my mindset is, if they're going to open these schools and put 800 students in a school, why can't we open the restaurants? Come on now. All this half full. Are we going to tell the kids only half of y'all can come today? Gee whiz. Come on now. Hey, y'all hang in there, would you? I'm hanging in there. Y'all hang in there with us. So if you want to give to Ricky, put in his bucket when we're done. And I love you guys. And I speak for Ricky, and I'm sure he would love to say thank you for giving to him. He is very thankful for that. And we are so honored that you choose to give. It is such an honor. So please give to Ricky right here in this bucket, cash or check. So y'all stand to your feet, and we'll get out of here. We'll have baptisms as soon as we're done here. And I think that covers everything. No other announcements? We're good? Heidi, good? All right. Father, we love you. Thank you for a wonderful time today. We love you. Thank you so much for being our protector. And we know, and we say it out of our mouths and confess, that no virus will come near this body. And if it tries to, this body is designed to destroy that virus. It will not come in our mouth, in our nose, in our eyes, or our ears. It will stay far from us because we are protected by the blood of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus over us. We are the consecrated. We are the chosen ones. We are your children. We expect to be protected from the enemy. That's what good fathers do, is they protect their children from enemies. We thank you, Lord, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. See you guys later. Thanks for coming.